Yes, sir. The Honorable Mr. Colonis will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Sir, can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
William McElplain, 154-941.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. See the attorney with you in the room, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you. We're authorized for a two-member panel today, so with me is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as your panel chairman. Also in the room is Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. McElprang and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay, again, keep in mind this is only phase one of the hearing. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on October 23rd, 2017 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated October 30th, 2017. Mr. McElprang, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number three, is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on October 25th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. McElprang, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. McElprang's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Just 1 second, Mr. McElprang, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, sir, we're going to move to phase two. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with questions. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. McElfrey was released from DOC custody on September 21st of 2017. He was arrested on November 3rd of 2017 by the Peoria Police Department under the gun warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 9 gun days with a community supervision end date of January 22nd, 2018. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 10 months. Prior convictions, 2000, theft, 1 year. 2000, aggravated DUI, 1 year, and 2000, burglary, third degree, 1 year, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior term to supervision, 2001, TIS completion, 3 months. Has a moderate disciplinary history. and is a community risk score of G4B5.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. McElfrey. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence of 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona. On October 25th, you changed your place of residence without approval. Were you working at all when you were on community supervision, sir?
Well, the halfway house has tickets. I work for the halfway house on tickets. But I have a warrant from an old warrant. I got out of prison with a warrant, and the cops stopped me and asked my name. And they took me to jail, so that's why that's why I got kicked out of my residence. The halfway house made me leave for 3 days. I tried to call my parole officer and tell him, but I only got the message, so I left a message on his phone, but I didn't have a place to go, so I just told him I'm on the street. And my cover came up, so I didn't really call in on that time, so I guess that's when I missed my cover too. I was just hoping I could get another chance on parole.
Okay, sir. You arrested by the Peoria Police Department on your abscond status. You said that there was another warrant. What was that for?
There was a shoplifting charge that I had. I still have to go to court over it. Because I came in here with the warrant now again, because I left with the warrant and they just arrested me for it, and I went to jail for it. They OR'd me, and then I got kicked out of my halfway house for it. It was for a shoplifting charge.
What were you doing for the 9 days that you were missing from community supervision, sir?
I was on the streets for a little bit, and then I didn't know what to do about the parole. I tried to call my parole officer a couple times, but then he didn't answer. And then I went over to one of my relatives' house and stayed there for a minute. I should have called my parole officer.
That was my next question. My next question was, why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer? But thank you for answering that. So I'm going to ask my fellow board member if he has any questions for you.
No, sir, Honorable, I do not.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Mr. McElfrey, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you would like to share?
Just that I hope I get another chance on parole.
Okay, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like they're having a discussion with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our decision? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Board Chairman, this is an unfortunate case in as much that Mr. McElfrey was only on abscond status for 9 days. There is the issue of him failing to provide a urine specimen because he was assigned to the random drug screening. He did provide one negative, and then there was no sample collected. He has less than two months left on his community supervision. It sounds like community supervision wasn't quite working out for him under these circumstances, and I'm wondering if it wouldn't be best for him just to complete his time and come out free and clear at the end of January, which is next month. But I am certainly open to your input, sir.
Yes, sir. After reading the information in the warrant, and I agree with you. I think that, unfortunately, this time it was just not right for him. Community supervision just didn't work out, and hopefully he would take the time and be ready to come up with a plan so when he gets out, he won't make the same mistakes again.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion then and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3652, a discussion with Mr. McElfrey, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. McElprang was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse in accordance with the company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision and was not under the watchful eye of his community corrections officer, and failed to provide a urine specimen, thus indicating that there may have been some issues with adhering to the conditions of supervision.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. McElprang, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about January 22nd, 2018. That's less than 2 months away, or next month. We highly encourage you just to take advantage of the remainder of your time to put together a plan for your return to the community. It'll be free and clear. There'll be no community supervision, no terms of release, no parole officer. You'll be able to pursue your own interests. We do wish you a safe transition back to the community in January, and hope that you will remain free of any problems with the criminal justice system from this point forward. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And thank you for your time, Mr. McElprang.
All right, thank you.